understand this, we first need to know what are good deeds or bad deeds in the work.
Good
deeds means that it is known that in observing Torah and Mitzvot, commandments and good deeds, we should discern the practice when a person observes Torah and Mitzvot in practice, meaning that he believes in the Creator, observes His commandments, and allocates times for the Torah. However, he does not pay attention to the intention, meaning for whose sake he is working, whether it is for himself, so that he will be rewarded for observing Torah and Mitzvot, which is called self-benefit, or is he working for the sake of the Creator, which is not in order to receive reward. The difference between them is that when a person still works for his own benefit and is still immersed in self-reception, on this reception there were restriction and concealment. That is, concerning the purpose of creation, which is to do good to his creations, he cannot receive the delight and pleasure. It follows that the deeds where the aim is for one's own benefit are called bad deeds, since these actions move him away from receiving the delight and pleasure. It follows that when a person does deeds, he should gain, but here he is losing because he is separated from the Creator. If a person does everything for the sake of the Creator, so the Creator will enjoy it, then he's walking on a line and a path leading to adhesion with the Creator, which is called equivalence of form. And when there is equivalence of form, the restriction and concealment are removed from him, and a person is rewarded with the delight and pleasure that were in the thought of creation, which is to do good to his creations. For this reason, what a person does for the sake of the Creator is called good deeds, since these actions lead him to be rewarded with the good. In the work, when relating everything to one person, the offspring too, do not pertain to several bodies, but to one body at several times. Therefore, what is the meaning of praising and condemning? It is written in the introduction to the book of Zohar, day to day pours forth speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. And often, the guidance of good and evil will causes us ascents and descents. You should know that for this reason, each ascent is regarded as a separate day, because due to the great descent that he had, pondering the beginning, during the ascent, he is as a newly born child. This is why each ascent is considered a specific day. And similarly, each descent is considered a specific night. And at the end of correction, they will be rewarded with repentance from love, for they will complete the correction of the vessels of reception, so they will work only in order to bestow contentment upon the Creator. And all of the great delight and pleasure of the thought of creation will appear to us. At that time, we will evidently see that all those punishments from the time of descent these sins will be inverted into actual merits. And this is the day, day to day pours forth speech. According to the above, we should interpret Noah was a righteous man, complete in his generations. There should be praise here as well as condemnation. And both are true. In other words, if it is written in his generations in plural form, it means that the generation divided into several intervals. Hence, there are many generations. This is possible when during the work he had ups and downs. Hence, they divided into several generations. It follows that the time of descent is considered a condemnation, as he says in the Sulam, that sometimes we come to a state of pondering in the beginning. There is no worse condemnation than this. It follows that condemnations pertain to the descents. Also, there are praises, meaning the time of ascents. And it is praise because then he has connections with sanctity. Complete means that all the generations have become wholeness, which is called complete. In other words, he has been rewarded with the end of correction, meaning that they have completed the correction of the vessels of reception to receive in order to bestow. It follows that the proliferation of generations, where there were intervals in between, meaning descents, have been corrected, and he became complete in his generation. This is the meaning of condemning and praising, and both are true, and both become one matter called complete in his generations.
נמצא שאדם צריך לתת עבודה.
It follows that a person must work in order to obtain the need that the Creator will help him and give him the second nature called a desire to bestow. However, each person wants the reward first and to work next. That is, each one wants to first be given the desire to bestow, although he still does not understand that he needs the desire, but he heard that the reward one receives for the work, is that from above he's given the desire to bestow. Hence, he wants to be given that desire, but his intention is only that he will not have to work in order to obtain it. However, there is no light without a kli, without a vessel. That is, a person must first toil in order to have a desire and a need for it, since there is no filling without a lack. Therefore, a person must accept descents each time, since through the descents he acquires a need that the Creator will help him and give him the strength to be able to defeat the will to receive in him, so he is rewarded with the desire to bestow. Therefore, we ask the Creator to give us the desire to bestow in order to have adhesion with the Creator. While for our part, we are unable to overcome our will to receive and subdue it so it will cancel itself and give its place, so that the desire to bestow will govern the body. benefit can this be? We should interpret this. We say, our Father, our King, do for your sake. We ask that the Creator, we ask the Creator to give us the strength so we can perform all of our actions for you, meaning for the sake of the Creator. Otherwise, meaning if you do not help us, all our actions will be only for our own benefit. That is, if not, meaning if you do not help us, all our actions will be only for ourselves. For we are powerless to overcome our will to receive. Therefore, help us to be able to work for you. Hence, you must help us. And this is called do for your sake. Meaning, do this and give us the power of the desire to bestow. Otherwise, we are doomed. We will remain in the will to receive for our own sake. Accordingly, a person cannot acquire the desire to bestow, which the Creator will bestow upon him, before he has a complete lack, meaning that he feels that he is wicked because he is under the governance of the will to receive and is separated from the Creator, and he wants to repent, to adhere once more to the Creator, so as not to be separated, since separation causes death. As was said, the wicked in their lives are called dead. It follows that unless a person feels himself as wicked, he does not have a complete lack for the Creator to give him the help, meaning the power of the desire to bestow, which Baal Sulam calls a second nature. Hence, in terms of the work, it is not considered that he has repented before he first feels that he is wicked. Afterward, he asks the Creator to help him, because he wants to repent, and he sees that he is powerless to repent without the Creator's help. In such a state, he has a complete lack, called a complete vessel. And then he is fit to receive the complete help from the Creator, namely the desire to bestow. We should interpret what the wicked in their lives are called dead is when a person can say that he feels that he is wicked before the Creator. That is when he feels himself as dead, that he has no vitality of sanctity, and he feels himself as naked.
מאין האדם לוקח הרגשה זו? והתשובה היא, כמו שאמרנו במאמרים הקודמים.
But from where does one take such a feeling? The answer is, as we said in previous articles, such awareness and feeling come from above, as it is written in the Zohar about the verse, or make it known to him that he has sinned.
ושואל, מי הודה?
And he asks, who made it known? And he replies, the Creator made it known to him. Follows that the awareness and feeling that he has sinned also comes from above. In other words, both lack and filling, both light and vessel, come from above.
אבל ידוע שלכל דבר
However, it is known that everything requires an awakening from below. The answer is that first a person must do good deeds. That is, the work begins when a person wants to do good deeds.
שהאדם רוצה לעשות מעשים טובים, שזה נקרא שהוא רוצה
which is considered that he wants to work for the benefit of the Creator.
הנקרא לשם
regarded as working for the sake of the Creator.
על ידי זה שהוא רוצה
then by wanting to come closer to the Creator and thinking that he needs only a little bit of wholeness, but in fact he is fine, since it is seen above that he wants to approach the Creator, he is given each time the deficiency that is in him, that he is actually completely removed from the Creator.
It
is not as he thought before that he lacked a little bit of wholeness. Rather, he is shown from above that he is remote from the Creator to the point of oppositeness of form, to the point that a person feels that he is wicked toward the Creator and cannot do anything in order to bring contentment to this matter.
ואז הוא בא לדרגת רשע.
At that time he achieves a degree of wicked, and he sees that he has no vitality of holiness, and that he is truly dead. Then he has a complete lack called a complete vessel.
Kli.
And then the Creator can give him a complete light, meaning complete help, which is the desire to bestow. This is considered that he has repented. The thing is that Lemech has the letters of Melech, king, which implies that a person should make good conjunctions, meaning to be rewarded with feeling that there is a king to the world. And it is a great privilege for a person if he is rewarded with serving the king of the world. And wives means assistance. As it is written, it is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a help made against him. So a woman means an assistant. That is, how does she help? She is called wife in her assistance. In her assistance to him. Meaning she completes the work by using her quality. This is why it is considered that she helps him achieve his completion. And we should know that the completion of the work is in two discernments. Mitzvah and two Torah. It is known that mitzvah, commandment, is called faith above reason. And reason is considered sun. As it is written, if the matter is clear to you as day, it follows that above reason is the opposite of the sun. This is called the shadow. By this we should interpret that if a person wants to feel that there is a king, he must take a shadow, meaning faith above reason. And this is the meaning of the words and the name of the other, Tzila, in Hebrew, shade. In other words, he receives help to be rewarded with serving the king through faith. However, this is still not considered wholeness because the shades on the sun, the shade on the sun, meaning the above reason, which should be on the faith, is still not regarded as complete work. The Torah is also required, which is called sentence, and grow and knowing, since what we do not understand does not fall into the category of Torah, but into the category of faith. Torah, on the other hand, is called testimony. It is known that there is no testimony by hearing, but by seeing, since seeing is considered knowing.
That's
the meaning of the words. The name of the one was Ada, from the word edut, testimony, where a person should receive help from the assistant called wife, who helps him in a manner of Torah, which is light and not shadow. Precisely when he has Torah and mitzvot, he is considered a complete human being.
Ad Hashem, al Hashem, zehu Torah.
Ad, ed, witness of the Creator. About the Creator is the Torah called Edut. Tzila, tell the shade of the Creator, is a shadow on the Creator, meaning faith.
Correct.
So how can I, each day, anew, bring myself with my vessels, knowing that I'm the will to receive? That's my nature. How do I actually put in the exertion when I come here and do give true contentment to the Creator, that I'm doing everything possible to give contentment to the Creator, contentment through my friends?
Well, try.
I'm trying every day.
Okay.
But if I see that some of the friends are still not here with me in the importance of the goal, does it mean that I'm still not giving contentment to the Creator?
Yes, there's probably something else that you can't probably execute yet.
Can I get some advice? What else can I do besides prayer? Of course, prayer is the main thing. I'm asking every day from him to give the friends and me the power to give him contentment, the importance of the goal, to give, connect us, to give us the power to bestow to one another for the importance of the goal. But if I see that the Creator is showing me through the friends that it's not happening, that the friends are not all with the same importance of the goal that we would have liked, what else do we need to do?
To search how in addition to that can I do what he wants?
Okay, I need to scrutinize it more.
Yes.
We said that we have to work in order to bestow contentment to the Creator. Can we bestow contentment without annulling one's self, or this is an indispensable part of it?
I think it's impossible.
It has to be together.
It must be.
There's a gap here. Let's say we want to work and give contempt to the Creator. It's not felt that it immediately brings one to canceling, annulling his self, that it requires our annulment.
Yes.
So if our intention is to bestow to him contentment, it can theoretically exist without annulling of self. So how do I awaken that discernment as well?
There must be a complete measure of annulment in a person. So he might not have it yet.
And what advances him toward that? We want to work only in order to bestow contentment. It doesn't seem like it's taking us to that point.
No, he truly needs to collect it in the small portions, in the pennies that are added up more and more and a little bit more and not stop along the way.
So, what is the work? Is it additional intention on top of trying to give him contentment that will awaken these pennies, give us this feeling? How can he awaken in this work to have a feeling that he needs to allow himself.
He simply sees that this is the main thing he needs to do.
That
from this state onwards, the real work begins.
So let's say a person detects it.
Yeah.
But he sees that the work doesn't bring him to enter into it and awaken it in a way where he can truly feel this wicked, and then it could be in a complete deficiency, as it's written here. Meaning, there's a feeling that accompanies you all the time, that it has to be there, that we have to reach annulment, but we're not able to awaken it in a way that you'll be able to ask for it.
The time has not come yet. Not all the means have been gathered yet.
So what's the direction for a person to know that it's accumulating to him? What does he need in order to hold on to the work?
That he has nothing to do in spiritual work except for annulment, complete annulment before the Creator.
Hold on to this knowledge. Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
What
does it mean that the Torah needs to be like a testimony?
That it testifies to the fact that a person performed the correct action. As he annulled himself. And gave this connection to the Creator. Well, there's a lot been written about the shadow. I don't know what you're asking.
Because there's the light of faith. I'm considering faith as a light. But here he says that it's not enough with the faith, but you need the testimony of the Torah.
To the extent in which the Torah is revealed in him, it's a testimony that he is reaching faith.
Thank you.
What does it mean that he annulled himself?
Annulled himself is that he doesn't have a desire that is aimed towards him personally. Rather, all his desires are all aimed at the Creator. It's bad there. And how do we put a little joy and fun to our work?
It all depends on you alone. Seems like in your lives there are more opportunities to rejoice compared to any other group in this world.
Mima.
Enjoy what? You have a purpose of life. You understand what you have to reach. How to accelerate your development. How to connect and reach the purpose of life, purpose of creation faster. How to connect to the Creator and to be in this tight connection with Him. I think these things need to awaken a person.
Ken.
Thank you.
Rav,
the article is called "What is the good deeds of the righteous are the generations of the work?" Meaning that the good deeds are the consequence of the work. But at the end of the article, he says that the order of the work begins when a person wants to do good deeds.
Yes.
So are the good deeds the outcome or are they the beginning of the process?
No, like I said, it's the beginning of the process from the side of a person. As by this, he wants to check himself and to grow up.
And then he discovers, like we just heard right now, that he doesn't succeed, and then he comes to the Creator and turns to Him and prays. At the end of this process, we'll be able to say that he did these things and did the good deeds, and he will become a righteous?
Of course.
Meaning, from the beginning of the work, I want to do good deeds, discover I can't, pray to the Creator, do connection, all that we learn. And in the end, I manage to do good deeds, and then I become righteous.
Yeah, that's how it should be. To ask. Ask all the time. Anything but leave, as we learned. You have to ask about that. Willing to do everything, anything really, but to leave.
New York 2 שואלים, הוא כותב על המצב של משה. He writes about the state of a wicked that in the work worked and repeated it. Our sages said it was given to him as a keter. If he did it, then he deserves. So how do we come to correction? That question. If we already tried this, then has...
It's a question, I guess, that after many, many transgressions, many bad deeds, as a result of all the blows, he will discover, nevertheless, that there is an upper force here that wants to change his fate.
Question. About a week ago, we were in a convention on Saturday. And that convention was a day, it passed, and all of a sudden I'm discovering a few days later that it really impacted me. I didn't really feel it on the Saturday itself. But the feeling that was born there is like this darkness that is unclear. Meaning, at one point, it was very clear, the desire to receive or it comes, and you'd feel it somehow. Now it's like this darkness that has become. So my question is, there's that feeling of darkness. What is the correct answer to this darkness, which is not a very clear darkness? It's not darkness upon something specific, but rather this general feeling that it's not good. The world, it's not good. The life, all this not good stuff. And what should the person's answer be in order to emerge from this state and to reach, not to engage in this darkness?
Try to be incorporated in the friends,
or
come together to a certain decision to rise, or you help one another.
We did this exercise yesterday in the tent, and I so badly didn't want to do the action, the seemingly simple action that the friends wanted us to do. And there was this feeling like the answer to the darkness of the convention is like another convention, not a convention, but to do some kind of act of connection that's more... Is that actually like the method, if we could say, that I do an act of connection, I receive some kind of burdening or heaviness, no matter how it feels, and then the answer to that is another act of connection, and another act of connection, that's how I move from one act of connection to another?
Yes.
I don't even know how to ask this, but you're like in some feeling that you don't feel like doing it, and you come to the lessons, and you do all the orderly actions. You don't stop them. But how do you like get some kind of extra strength over there? Because there's extra darkness. There needs to be also extra forces.
Only through the connection. Where else can you draw additional powers? Only by adding additional desires to your desire.
של ההרגשה הזאת של
is it in this place of that feeling of that darkness, is that the place to come to the friends and say, hey guys, I'm in this state, help me, or is it best that we don't get into it, to not lower everything in the whole engagement here, and to try to simply be an impression all the time?
Try to cause this.
אמרת קודם, הכל חוץ מצד.
Earlier you said everything but leave. We're hearing this for years. And it's felt that
יוצא מהדרך, מתנתק מה...
And once you see someone leaving the path, disconnecting with their friends, not coming anymore, and that's called leave. Today it's also felt that anything but leave is to do everything throughout the day in order to not exit that connection with the friends. How do we not leave or exit after throughout the day? What do we do in the form of anything but leave throughout the day?
I don't know. You have to look for what to work with in order to go deeper and deeper into the connection between us and tie ourselves to one another and in as strong a way as possible.
Can I be connected with the friends even without, let's say, sending them something, talking to them? Can I be in that connection and not leave even without?
Maybe, I don't know. I think that a person needs to ask the Creator, you have to like speak quietly with the Creator from within himself, with the Creator, for the Creator to help him be connected in connection with the friends.
For
the Creator to guide him correctly, direct him and arrange for him such a relationship with the society where everyone can attain the upper light, the connection between them, and for him to connect them.
If a person is not in this connection with the Creator and tries to think, has an inclination to be, to feel the friends, is...
Maybe. In that direction, yes.
Is it possible that a person comes to the morning lesson and the body is here, but he is in a state of leave?
It's possible.
So, summarize. How do I know that I am in a state of leaving?
The leave means that I'm in the same, in that stream
that
comes into the group and then leaves and goes out.
Leaves outside. What is outside?
Outside is without any connection between us. Outside the connection between us.
Anything that is outside the connection between us means that a person is in a state of leave.
Yes.
Thank you. So the question is, what are we lacking? What is stopping us from recognizing the evil completely? So we come to the complete efficiency. So we come to Lishma.
We
are lacking a deficiency for Lishma.
But
we are in this process. We feel our own evil that we don't want, all the rejections, the declines. We are in this process, but we haven't reached a complete measure.
I guess we're still lacking in the connection between us.
Connection in what? Externally or internally?
Internality. What do you mean externality? That we hold each other's hands.
Well, externally we have our calendar, right? Well, we have lessons, we have duties, we have dissemination.
No.
So what do you mean that we're lacking inner connection between us?
That in our hearts we want to feel that that is our deficiency.
So in each of us there is own recognition, his own recognition of evil, but it's not enough. There has to be the connection between us that gives an addition in order to come to the complete recognition of evil.
Yes.
And what can we do to take that final step and complete the feeling, maybe a common feeling of recognition of evil?
We need more time. We need more and more to connect, more to teach each other, more to think together, more to make efforts together, and it'll happen.
Thank you very much.
It'll happen.
When we talk about a good deed, how is a good deed built? From what is it made?
From a thought about the Creator, first of all, then a thought on the friends. And how can we implement it?
And does that mean that a deficiency for the Creator and for the friends is built, and then there's a prayer to the Creator to help us to make it a good deed?
Yes.
And what is the sign that these are good deeds, that we've done a good deed?
Good deeds that they are directed through all the friends towards the Creator, and that we all together are drawn towards Him in order to build a system with Him, a special system of connections.
Can I ask another question? Afterwards he says, a person does not see himself as wicked because our sages said that if he repeats a sin twice, it becomes permitted to him. So it sounds like there's a natural law here, that a person turns all of the evil in him to something that is fine, it's permitted. So how then can we ask about the evil, because the law of nature makes the bad seem okay?
But the light shines and a person feels more and more how evil he is.
So at some point, that permission is no longer permitted.
Right. Two.
Вопрос подруги в продолжение.
В
статье написано об именах Ада и Цила.
Значит, свидетельство it talks about Ада и Цила.
И почему это называется?
What is the testimony Ада of the Creator? And why is it called Torah?
We still need to go through it.
Another question, if I may. What is the shadow of the Creator, and why is it called faith?
Это тяжело объяснить мне сейчас.
It's hard for me to explain this now.
Тяжело объяснить.
It's hard to explain.
Вера называется то, что не в знании, не в ощущении.
Faith is whatever isn't in reason, isn't in our feeling.
Чем Тора отличается от веры?
What is the difference between Torah and faith?
Ощущение.
Torah is knowing. a clear feeling, tangible.
Rav, toda rabba.
Thank you very much, Rav. I have a question. According to what we read in the article, how do we come to faith above reason, on the one hand,
but
then I look and see within my reason that the friends are great, but veterans don't come to the lesson, don't join our meetings, and I don't feel like I have the energy. I'm trying to set an example, I'm trying to be in the lesson, to give everything I have. How do we rise to the next level if there is no test between us?
What are we lacking between us?
Cosa ci manca tra di noi?
I don't feel strength from the friends. I feel like I am giving all of me, but in return, there is no strength to continue. I don't know how to explain. Should I equalize myself to the friends, or should I simply aim myself to the goal and that's it, and simply continue? What must I do?
You need to aim yourself towards the friends, because along with them, you reach the goal. Otherwise, you don't reach it. You don't reach the goal.
Barur.
Otmim Vav.
Item 46.
Bear
in mind that although the Sfirot are godliness, and there is no difference in them from the top of Keter in the world of Ak through the bottom of the Sfira of Malchut in the world of Asiya, there is still a great difference with respect to the receivers, since the Sfirot are considered lights and vessels. And the light in the Sfirot is pure godliness. But the vessels, called Kachab Tchum, in each of the lower worlds, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiyah, are not considered godliness. Rather, they are covers that conceal the light of Ein Sof, infinity, within them, and ration a certain amount of its light to the receivers. So each of them will receive only according to the level of its purity. In this respect, although the light itself is one, we name the lights in the Sfirot Naran Chai, because the light is divided according to the qualities of the vessels. Malchut is the coarsest cover, hiding the light of Ein Sof. The light it passes from him to the receivers is only a small portion related to the purification of the still body of man. This is why it is called nefesh. The vessel of Tiferet is more refined than the vessel of Malchut. The light it transfers from Ein Sof relates to the purification of the vegetative part of man's body, since it acts in it more than the light of nefesh. This is called the light of ruach. The vessel of Bina is more refined still than Tiferet. And the light it transfers from Ein Sof relates to the purification of the animate part of man's body. And it is called the light of Neshama. Most refined of all is the vessel of Chokhmah. The light it transfers from Ein Sof relates to the purification of the speaking part of man's body. It is called the light of Chaya, and its action is beyond measurement. When we begin our path, we are in that state, right? A desire that is still not a vessel, right?
Right.
And the connection between us in the work we do creates a vessel.
We want to make one vessel for all of us together in order to receive the light, in order to bestow. So from us being in order to bestow a bit, one towards the other, and we want to help each other, so from that we gradually come close to the ability to bestow. One towards the other, between us.
When the ten connects, in the first stage, will there be ten sfirot in this vessel, or will it be one sfira or something, I don't know, greater?
When we are connect, we will be as ten sfirot.
Right now I'm talking about the ten, we're working in tens. So when the ten connects for the first time into a degree that it becomes a vessel, like you explained, will that vessel have ten sfirot already, or will it be one sfirot out of something bigger?
It can't be one sfira, because there's no one nature. It will have ten sfirot that they will need to come closer to one another.
Rav,
who causes the shattering?
The light causes the shattering.
Why doesn't the Creator protect us from the shattering? Why does he want?
Because it's according to his plan.
How many shatterings do we have to go through?
There was only one shattering. Only once. The shattering has to happen in order for us to know, to feel, to detect the difference, the oppositeness, contradiction between the light and the vessel.
The Creator, through his control, the Creator is controlling my prayer, right?
The Creator controls your prayer?
Yes. So in the prayer,
suddenly,
suddenly my desire moves to the quality of reception. If I'm in the quality of bestow, I ask for their friends, or the Creator will find joy in them, and suddenly my desire moves to the other side.
Yes.
That will cause a shattering, right?
Put it this way. Yeah.
So why doesn't the Creator protect us from that?
Because then you will see through the shattering that you are opposite from the Creator, from the light, and what you need to correct in order for it not to happen again.
A moment ago, I didn't want to correct. I wanted to draw the light for the friends, for the Creator to enjoy, and now
I'm picking up pieces of Mikol HaMarechet
I'm picking up pieces of the system of creation, and I don't understand.
The Creator wants to reveal all the corruptions that are in creation, so the created beings will understand what needs to be corrected. He does it himself. Yes.
He is putting all the corruptions in me.
Yes.
הוא שם לי באמריקה, כאילו, זה... like the source of corruption, המקור של כל הקלקולים. כן.
הבורא הוא מקור של כל הקלקולים.
הבורא המקור?
כן.
The creator is the source of all the corruptions.
וגם כל...
And also the refinement, the purity.
Yes.
הוא לא שם... בתוכי זכות.
He didn't put purity in me.
Right.
He put corruptions in me.
Right.
כמה זמן אני צריך?
He himself says.
How long do I have to reveal these corruptions?
The Creator says, I have created the evil inclination. That's it. He's telling you. I've created the evil inclination. I've created the Torah as a spice.
I don't want it.
It doesn't matter. He didn't ask you.
I want
something else.
I understand. I understand you. But the Creator doesn't.
Why does he take my prayer away again and again?
So that the prayer will develop more and more.
What benefit can I give the Creator with my prayer? Why am I here if I have no prayer?
Ask him.
And I
can't ask without a prayer. I'm asking every lesson to wake up to a prayer. Why don't I have a prayer? Give me a prayer. Give me. And still, I didn't find what I can contribute to society. So what's happening? I want to be dead in everything.
It's disgusting.
If there is no...
I just want to say to attain... להשיג...
I just want to attain a prayer. I don't need wisdom or anything. I just want to attain a prayer that the friends and the whole world and the Creator will all enjoy, that there will be one system. But again and again, I was asleep. I fell asleep.
I
want him to awaken me.
No. On the contrary, he's putting you to sleep.
Again, Ken.
No.
Ken.
Right.
He's putting me to
sleep. Right, he is.
No.
Okay, it's enough. It's enough. Just wake me up. Wake up the whole, put the system together as one. Permanently, let it be a single vessel for his contentment already. Let there be this desire to bestow over the desire to receive. Why is it like again, again, again? It's enough, right? Or that's not for me to decide, obviously. But
this
guy is doing all our work. He's speaking for all of us. Very good.
Yes,
are there a lot more people like you in America?
In America?
In America? I hope so.
But
the Creator can correct everything if he wants. And I want him to do it. And the whole world is in me. So why isn't there peace around the world? Why do I hate everything outside of me? It's enough.
Go to a lawyer and sue him.
Sue the lawyer?
Yes.
Oh, sue the Creator?
What's the problem?
You can't win. He's the judge. It's corrupt.
It's
the judge and the jury. What do you want? It's like linatzeach mischak shakmat.
How to win a chess game if the source of all my thoughts?
So
it's impossible.
My sons have defeated me. Maze, ze bilti afshari. Avel ani rotze shehu yinatzeach.
I want him to win.
I had to participate in it.
We'll search together.
No, זה באמת בוער לו.
No, he... It really burns in him. But I have nothing to answer.
סך הכל, מה שאנחנו...
All in all, what we need is to submit ourselves, surrender before the Creator, to bow our heads and to accept the higher governance. That's it.
אנחנו חיים עוד ב...
We are still living
בתקופה מאוד טובה.
In a very good time.
תקדמונים.
Since the time of the first ones to the time of the last ones, living well, not suffering blows, there is our life are more or less organized, etc. But it's not. It's not simple.
אני מבין אתכם.
I understand you.
טוב.
Okay.
מה אתם מסתכלים עליי? מה אני?
Why are you looking at me?
גם אני לא יכול לעשות.
What am I? I too cannot do anything. No one can.
מה שאנחנו צריכים לעשות.
What we need to do
להיות בהסכמה.
Is to agree.
And
be thankful.
תודה. להמשיך את עניין הקלקולים שמתגלים.
To continue the corruptions that are revealed. We heard in the convention that each one who's sitting here is incorporated with billions. And also in humanity, there are a lot of very unpleasant states and blows. Now, humanity are the billions that are getting the blows, and the only ones who can somehow make the situation better is a small group that is here studying in the morning, here in the world.
Yes.
How do those little movements in the ten, let's say something is revealed between us, and we overcome it, we somehow cover it with love and prayer, how does that affect what's happening in those billions, in that big mass of humanity? What's the connection between these things?
Not a problem.
What are
you connecting? These billions to our groups?
Let's say now they're very difficult blows. Also, the people of Israel are receiving very strong blows. And let's say now in the 10, two friends were able to cover some abyss of hate that was revealed between them, and they succeeded somehow to overcome it, to hold strong and overcome. How will that help that big mass of humanity or our nation that is getting the blows? How will it make the state better?
It will make the situation better.
How? Why?
To the extent that we overcome above our egos and want to connect. By this we influence the whole world to also slightly change its attitude toward connection. And in this way, we gradually approach correction.
So every little movement here between us continues onward.
Very much so. Very much, yes.
So another small question from a friend. How to protect friends that a friend won't be able to leave the 10 too easily?
I don't know. I'll tell you only what I saw with Rabash. He objected to anyone who wanted to leave that he would think what he can do to help change his approach.
Adam pashut some kids.
He, because a person simply stops, ends his spiritual development. He doesn't know that even we, who feel ourselves as so small and corrupted and dirty and all that, even we can't even appreciate how, even by this, we are still high and good.
Can we say that towards, let's say, a friend that wants to leave, so everything is possible to do on him in order to bring him back?
Yes.
No matter what we do, as long as he comes back.
Yes, yes. Okay, friends.
Ken.
Yes.
אמרת לליאור, אם הסירייה מתחברת...
You said, Leo, that if a 10 connects, it affects the whole world on the outside.
Yes.
If a friend suddenly shows that... shows a corruption to everyone. Is there something that every friend in the 10 needs to correct inside him too?
He needs to feel within him how much it is also in him, that quality, and he should correct it as much as he can. And likewise everyone. And then it'll be able to thank that friend for representing the general corruption in them.
You said that on the degree of nefesh, it's like an empathic sort of connection, like anything but leave, sustained from above. Let's say there's a strong convention, and afterwards, each one feels himself again as something like open.
Well, that's not natural.
So this everything but leave and spiritual advancement,
yes.
How can the 10 put a no exit sign. Everything is clarified inside, and even if the friends feel they want to kill each other, they don't leave. They search for a way
to get stronger.
Yes.
Is there a way?
Yes, there is. You simply understand that this is how it needs to be, that this is the result of the ascent and descent, and it has to be this way in every situation. And we respect it.
Is there some form that the Creator is teaching us that we have to learn it, because every next state will also be conducted in such a way, otherwise we won't ascend?
Yes.
Thank you.
You will see how
you
will be inspired by these ascents and descents. Inspired. It's like a playground. Ups and downs, ups and downs. Yeah.
I
don't know. I think that we have to aim ourselves toward Him, toward the Creator, and then see how only this puts order in us, elevates us, brings us closer. This is how we advance. Okay. Anything urgent?
No.
No. Okay. I'm actually happy about such lessons and how we're going through them. We need only to, each one needs to dig within himself and bring out as much trash as possible. And this is how we'll advance. You listening, mister?